Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go back to Afghanistan. Well, here's what the Taliban did, and this was obvious. They were doing it in the rural areas over the last 2 weeks. They take a town. They get all of the Afghan soldiers who surrendered. And remember, the Afghan soldiers, once America decided they were going to get out, there is no cohesive national identity over there. It's a set of tribes, and it's essentially a set of Sunni Muslims who will kill any Christian and Shiite they can get their hands on. And occasionally, if you have an American-dominated government with foreign aid, they'll refrain. That's all it is. In any event, when they get into a town, round up the Afghan soldiers and they start beheading them. They spare a few who scream and plead that they will go over to the Taliban. And then you know what else they do? What else they do? They announce that everybody should turn over their unmarried daughters from the age of 12 on to be wives of the Taliban soldiers. And if they don't, they kill them. So all these girls, 12, teenagers, 20s, turned over, Afghan soldiers come in, pick one out, and rape them. It's not marriage in a normal sense. In that culture, you can be married for an hour. You can be married to several people at once. Somebody's traveling, they can do whatever they want and just say, I marry you for the hour. This is not normal. It's not assimilable in Western civilization, and we don't want to come in here in immigration or anywhere any other way. That's what they do. And now they're in Kabul. So what do we do? What do we do? Trump set the stage. They boasted on their 2020 website about his historic agreement with the Taliban, which they've now taken down, but we have a screenshot of it. It's a joke. Photo op, didn't invite the Afghan government to Vienna to participate in this in the talks. Talked with his murderous, cancerous Nazi type ideology on their own. And we kept hearing, we have an advance. They've agreed not to do this and that. They all left and they went back to luxurious Viennese hotels and restaurants, thinking in the future how they're going to destroy Europe. So what do we do now? What do we do now? We are consigned to the airport. We're going to have troops around the airport trying to protect it. A couple of months ago, we had 2,500 troops in that country, and that was enough to scare the Taliban, pacify them, keep them at bay, put some spine in the Afghan army. Now we have to send 3,000 back just to protect the airport. There are Afghans terrified going to the airport, trying to clamber up on planes. You know, forget tickets. I mean, trying to clamber up on the gateway and all that kind of stuff. They compare it to Vietnam. Very similar. Very similar. And the truth is that when you cave in to an invading, in effect, Nazi ideology force of sectarian murder and racial murder and tribal murder of anybody who isn't the dominant race, the dominant religion, the minute you start to withdraw, they'll swarm you. The only way you can really do it is such a massive bombing that they're stunned and driven back, and then you get to the airport and fly out. We originally were going to have the Turks secure the airport. They're Sunni Muslims also. Erdogan agreed to do it for a large price. I think it's beyond that now. But how do you get them out? You know, we had 600 or so Marines guarding the embassy. We've evacuated. How do you get those 600 Marines out? How do you get the last Marine out? Send 3,000 in. And Joe Biden has been listening to the far left in his administration on foreign policy the way he has on domestic policy, and it's a disaster. That cannot be permitted to continue. In Africa, you have Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, you have ISIS sweeping through the Islamization of Africa, murdering Christians, murdering animists. And Biden has insisted that all droning orders have to come right from the White House. So if a general in the area thinks I have a conglomeration of Al-Qaeda there and I can drone them, calls the White House, who knows who he gets? He's not going to get Biden right away. By the time he gets an answer, they've disappeared. They have got to restore field command on bombing and droning decisions with guidelines, no civilians, no civilians. You cannot fight a Nazi ideology the way we've been doing it, a sectarian murder ideology, a racial murder ideology. So what do you do now? Taliban are in control of all the cities. They're going through the presidential palace. They're going through everything. We are in a quandary. Normally, we couldn't bomb enough of them because they were riding around donkeys in mountains. Two to a donkey, one would steer in the front. The other would sit behind riding shotgun. But now they have all the buildings. So yeah, theoretically, we could go in and bomb every city in Afghanistan. But we should not do that. Why would we do that? We were there to protect Afghanistan. Now we have this infestation of Taliban through all of them. I think what we have to do is get out as many people as possible who cooperated with us, who are interpreters, who work, you know, secretaries, clerical people at the embassy, screen them, make sure there's no Taliban infiltrators, jihadist infiltrators, and relocate them the way we did with the Hmong, the way we did with the Hmong and some of the South Vietnamese who are loyal to us. But in the future, when you go into a diseased culture like that, a culture of murder, I mean, the Taliban have already gone into, you know, there were beauty parlors that cropped up. Beauty parlors with the American presence there for women. They've gone in and painted over the walls that had pictures of women on them. They are absolutely buggy about women, frightened of women, brutal towards women. So there you have it. There you have it. Afghanistan has fallen. Trump set the stage, but in candor. Biden, yeah, we should have withdrawn. I'm not with John McCain saying we should be in there for 100 years. But that said, when you just jump right out and do it in a matter of weeks or months and leave the Afghan army there, what are they going to do? Yeah, they're a superior force. They have weapons and all that. They have no morale. They have no esprit de corps. It was destroyed partially by Trump, by negotiating directly with the Taliban without including the Afghans. But also, quite frankly, they never had it in the first place. What is their national ideology? What is their national cohesiveness? What is their national identity? It's only Sunni Islam. And the more extreme elements of Sunni Islam, which are the Taliban, are going to rise in any conflict. They're going to say, hey, we're more pure than you are, and they kill everybody. It's a disgusting, sad thing. Is there a brief little foreign policy opportunity? Yes. The Russians, remember, Tajikistan was part of the Soviet Union. The Russians are in Tajikistan. They're deathly afraid that the Taliban will attack them. When they were the Mujahideen, the Russians attacked them. The Russians are a different race and religion, and they're rattling the saber at the border, moving in Russian troops. The Chinese have a border of about 45 miles with Afghanistan. They are terrified too. They're terrified because Uyghurs, Muslim Uyghurs, are being mistreated in China, and there are a lot of Muslim Uyghurs among the Taliban. It's going to occur to them, hey, my cousin over there is getting pushed around. They're very, very concerned about that. This is a very important topic. We've chewed up a lot of time on it, but stand by. I think Biden is a steady guy. I would like to see Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and Jake Sullivan, the NSA guy, show a heck of a lot more judgment and spine than they have. We're going to talk about this some more. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.